Okay, well, I think this is a big challenge for us this week with the the limited amount of preparation time and the amount of things that the Jets do. They have a real good scheme offensively. They do a lot of different things. Coach Morningwig has a variety of looks and plays that go with it. Good complementary plays, and defensively, of course, they give you a lot of different things to prepare for there. Same thing, the kicking game, a lot of game plan type rushes and returns, things like that. So, some new players down there, obviously new, new coordinators. Although some of those guys have been in the organization, but it's a little bit of a different look, but a lot of familiar faces, and certainly, I think the overall style of play is similar to what we've seen from the past. So, just going to have a quick turnaround here, and get in tune with what the Jets do. But they're a tough team to prepare for, and they definitely made the plays last week against Tampa in the fourth quarter at the end of the game they need to make to win. So, they're a tough-minded football team.
Is it even more of a challenge with the short turnaround combined with the injuries and what happened last week? Does that add to it?
I don't know. Those things come up every week.
Bill, do you shorten the game plan at all or depend on, past games of history with the Jets for a short week like this?
Yeah. Well, again, I'm not sure how much the history is relevant. They've changed offensive coordinators, so I think there's some major differences there. Some similarities on defense, but there's quite a few differences defensively to what they've done in the past. And change coordinators in the kicking game. So, we'll do what we think's best. Let's put it that way. We'll do what we think's best. We'll have to make some decisions on that. What we want to do versus what we can do, what we can practice. Those are the decisions we'll have to make this week.
Bill, so I'm assuming because you walk through today, you're not going to have any full practices this week, right?
We're going to walk through today. Yep.
Okay. So, what went into the decision not to have any practices, and what kind of challenge does that create for the team?
The decision was we did what we felt was best for the team to prepare for the game. We feel like this is the best way to do it.
Is it because of the physical aspect? Is that part of it?
It's everything. Total. It's what we feel is best.
Bill, how do you handle Stephen Ridley this week after the fumbles last week? Do you talk to him?
I've talked to Stephen. Look, every player's got the same responsibility every week to be ready to play, be ready to go. That's their job. They can't control coaches' decisions. Coaches' decisions are coaches' decisions. They can control their preparation. They control their performance when they're in the game. That's what a player's job is. It's all the same for everybody.
Does Gronk have a shot to play on Thursday?
We'll give you the practice report and the injury report on Friday, which is today, right? So we'll update it today.
Where's Danny at physically?
We'll update all the injuries at the end of practice like we always do. I thought he played, well in the preseason, limited opportunity, and then I thought he played very well against Tampa last week. He ran well, he threw well, made good decisions, moved the team at critical points in the game, and that's the most important thing, made the plays they need to make to win.
When you have a rookie quarterback who has that running skill, does he sometimes use it unwisely because he's just trying to get away from pressure or because
We can't really control what the players on the other side of the ball do. We just have to do what our defense is, what our assignments are, and play it the best we can. So if they decide to run, then we have to stop the run. If they decide to scramble and throw, then we have to cover the receivers. We can't control that. So ball's not in our hands. We just have to defend whatever the plays are, and then whatever the execution of the plays, however they unfold, then we just have to play our responsibilities out.
Knowing this was coming in week two, did you have to have your players maybe prepare, at times in the preseason for the Jets? Obviously the circumstance wasn't something that was unforeseen.
Yeah, well, we prepared as a staff. No, I think the players' focus is week to week on the next game.
Billy, you've been through short weeks before like this. Is it unusual not to have a full padded practice or a full practice at all? I mean, have you done that in your history?
many times.
So, I mean, that experience is, how valuable is that, having that experience in a week like this?
I don't know. I think every week's the same thing for me. You look at the situation, you look at the game, you look at the circumstances involved in the game, and you make the practice decisions based on what you feel is best for the team at that particular time for that game. And that doesn't have anything to do with the game before, the game after, or some other year. It's what you feel is best. We do that every week. Heading into the week, we decide what we feel is the best thing for the team, what we need, what the team needs. Try to handle that situation on a week-by-week basis.
How are you planning on handling the loss of
Vereen
this week?
Whatever players are active for the game, I expect them all to be prepared and ready to play. We'll see how it all turns out.
So when you think about games against Rex Ryan, coach defense, what is the common thread there? What comes to mind when you think about the challenges of preparing to face his scheme and what he does defensively?
I think Rex is, to a degree, a game plan coach. He defends you the way that they feel they need to do that. And so how they defend you and how they defended the team before or the opponent after is all, based on how he sees the matchups and what he wants to do. So there's certainly going to be some in-game adjustments that we'll have to make, I'm sure, in all three phases of the game, based on how they specifically want to try to attack us.
About the 8 or 9 games that have been played against the Patriots and Jets since 2009, do you see a lot of contrast from a game-to-game basis from him in terms of what he's throwing?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, I'd say some. The fundamentals of the defense are the same. I think there's you can look at all those games and say, well, there's a lot of things that are the same, but I think you also see a lot of things that are different. So, and those are specific to either the way or the personnel matchups. I don't know. You'd have to ask him why he changed them, but, I think they're specific to the situations in those games.
Is there any carryover from last week for your offensive players having faced Pat and going against Rex now?
Again, I think there's an overall carryover in terms of basic fundamentals of the defense, but the specific game plans and obviously the individual players will be quite different. Whether their game plan will be similar to Buffalo's or not, I mean, I have no idea.
But there is some things that can help as far as just
the fundamentals of the defense. The overall concepts, I think, are very similar. But from week to week in the game plans, they have quite a bit of variety as to how they want to play one team versus how they want to play another team. And I don't think you really know that until the game starts. And you can try to anticipate it, but that's it's just an educated guess.
What is your impression of their defensive line with Wilkerson and then the addition of the rookie Rickens?
Good. I mean, they're strong. They're physical. They run well. They're hard to block. It's a good group. They have good depth. Harrison. I mean, they got a lot of good players up there. Yep. No, it's a good group.
Question on Rex Ryan defenses. I mean, what do you think about him specifically as a defensive coach from all the times?
Good. Yeah, does a good job. Well prepared. Players play hard. He's got good, he attacks the offense.
Do you enjoy the competition against him? I mean, any time you're in a division, you're going to see the same thing twice a year. I mean, this has been 9-10 times now over the last 4 or 5 years. How much do you enjoy just matching?
Yeah, well, it's a very competitive rivalry between the Jets and the Patriots. So, been on both sides of it. It's very competitive. I mean, that's what the NFL is about. It's about competition every week. So, it's challenging. I don't know if enjoyable is the right word, but it's challenging. And but it's like that with every team in this division. It's like that really with every team on the schedule. I mean, there's challenges every week. And there'll be plenty of them from the Jets, no question about that. But, that's what we do. We see that every week.
As far as injuries go, is there some train of thought there that if we do hold player X or player Y out on Thursday, we're going to get them another 10 days of rest before they got to play again?
we consult with our medical people and make the best decisions we can for the team. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it.
After having Leon Washington in camp, is that an advantageous situation for you, having somebody that you have confidence that you can just throw him right in, unlike a guy you would pull off the street?
Yeah, of course, sure. Yeah. I mean, Leon's been... Had a lot of reps in our system, both on offense and in the kicking game. So his learning curve is much, much smaller. It's just the game plan, the specifics for that individual week that we're going into that he has to brush up on, like every other player does. But the overall background and basis of our system, he's well trained in relative to a player that wasn't here. Yeah, no question about that.
Last question, guys.
You might have mentioned it at the top. I was coming in late. Did you have any roster moves today or any practice squad?
We don't have any to announce now, no. All right.